The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. Your mighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life? In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seek such a relationship with me. Today we will look at why are we here. We'll then ask, why are you afraid of dying? And we'll then talk about the essence of becoming a friend. So, overview of the broadcast. Broadcast examines the question, why are we here? We look at the reality that we were created to be friends of the Creator, and that we were created to enjoy His creation with Him, and to discover, invent, build, construct, experiment with Him. We're also here to fight the battle in the spirit realm. Excuse me. For the Creator and to pray His will on earth. We then address the question, why are you afraid of dying? We look at what death means for unbelievers, unbelieving believers, believers with unrepented sin, and believers who are free of sin. We then note that heaven is real and beautiful, and we present some YouTube videos that are helpful. The video names are I Saw Heaven, Eben Alexander, a neurosurgeon's journey through the afterlife, Life to Afterlife, Death and Back, full official movie. From Life to Death, Beyond and Back, Thomas Fleischman, TEDx. Woman Drowns Dead an Hour, Meets Jesus, Returns with Powerful Message. Amazing NDE, Near Death Experience. We then look at the counterpoint, 23 Minutes in Hell, Bill Weiss, The Man Who Went to Hell. We then discuss the essence of becoming a friend of Yah, the Eternally of Yah, the Eternal Creator. And finally, we examine the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm an IT project manager. I have over 29 years of experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty, following a dramatic encounter with Him on the 12th of March 1993, when He spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain that He was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair, which when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess and chose to serve Him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com, the show on the top menu and podcasts on the drop-down for previous broadcasts, or search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. So, first article, 2021-01-30, Why Are We Here? A question that it seems most people do not ask and therefore do not answer is, why are we here? Why do humans exist? Why does this planet exist? Etc. Following are some key points. Firstly, we exist to be friends of the Creator. Fundamentally, the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, created this universe, this solar system, this planet, plants, animals, and us human beings for one reason. He was lonely and he wanted friends to fellowship with him. If you are not making a real effort to know him and become his friend, you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. See the web pages, Creator Desires Friends, Good Insufficient Relationship is What Counts, and Critical Elements of Becoming a Friend for more information. Folks, this is so, so important. Why are you here? Why is this all here? One reason only. Father was lonely. He wanted friends. Huge opportunity. Secondly, to enjoy his creation with him. Father is pleased with the fundamentals of his creation, which he created for us to enjoy with him. So he wants us to enjoy every facet of the creation, the astronomy, the plants, the animals, the scenery, the different foods, etc. He desires for us to thoroughly enjoy it all and share with him in doing this. Most people enjoy these things, but very few people actually include him in their enjoyment. Thirdly, to discover, invent, build, construct, experiment with him. He desires for us to design, invent, build, construct, experiment. Use everything that he created to learn and grow with him. He is creative, and he enjoys it when we are creative and involve him in our creativity. We are intensely creative, but very few people actually include Father in their experimentation and creative endeavors. Think about it. This universe and everything in it is so huge, so complex, so beautiful, so elaborate, so nuanced. And it's all there for us to appreciate and enjoy. And he created it so that we could enjoy it with him. He enjoys what he's created, barring a few things that went wrong, like Satan and so forth. But for the most part, he enjoys his creation. The planets, the systems, the animals, the plants, the scenery. And he wants to enjoy that with us. He wants us to talk to him about it. He wants us to consult him about it. He wants us to be led by him. Point number four, he wants us to fight the battle in the spirit realm for him. Father has delegated all authority on earth to humans, the sons and daughters of Adam. So to fight the war against the spiritual forces of wickedness on earth, the satanic messengers or satanic angels and demons, ancestor spirits, deceased human beings, he has chosen to limit himself to operate through us. He needs us to set the earth free of Satan's influence and pave the way for Yeshua, incorrectly called Jesus by many, to return in victory at the end of the millennium, which is around May 3003, roughly 981 years from now. Virtually no one understands this, let alone is doing anything about it. See the webpage Yeshua Not Soon, about 3003 on the website. And then we're here to pray his will on earth. An essential extension of the previous point is that the Almighty needs us to know his will on earth and to pray that will into existence. Again, almost no one understands this, let alone does anything about it. I hope this has caused you to think differently about your existence on earth and has challenged you to seek to become a friend of the Almighty Creator. So folks, it's so important to understand this. Father will do nothing on earth except that it goes through one of us and at the request of one of us. So if you're sitting back waiting for him to sort things out in your life or in the world, you're going to wait a long time. He's looking for you to sort it out. And that's such an important principle. We cannot just wander around expecting Father to take charge. He's expecting us to take charge. Right, then next article, 2021-10-02. Why are you afraid of dying? One of the things I've noticed recently is the extent to which death is viewed as very undesirable. Our society goes to great lengths to prevent death, and individuals fight hard to avoid dying prematurely, whatever one means by prematurely. For example, I've come across a YouTube video where a group of charismatic Christians share about a spiritual battle through intercessory prayer to save the life of a young child. Inherently, they regard death as something highly undesirable and to be prevented at all costs. But nobody asks the question as to whether the child would be better off dying. Eventually, after about 3 weeks of intense intercession, the child turns the corner and death is averted. And so they are set on a road of growing up in our messed up and confused world. Accordingly, I'd like to look at the realities of one's options in death, and whether one should, in fact, fear death, and by extension, how should one live one's life on a day-to-day basis. So if we go back to the case of the child, we don't know if that child was under severe curses or something, and that he would live and turn into something really, really bad, unpleasant, that he might live a bad life or whatever. Maybe Father had a purpose. Maybe the reason it took 3 weeks to turn that around was because Father really didn't want that child to live. And Father knows so much better than we do. So let's look at the categories of people on earth and how death affects you. So number one, unbelievers. If you do not have a deep, settled assurance of the reality of the Creator and some level of relationship with him, then death is undesirable. When you die, you will become a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon, unable to move around without external motive power. In the worst case, you will end up on your rotting corpse in the grave for eternity, or a very long time at any rate, or in the crematorium oven, or you might manage to move on to a family member or other mourner who embraces your corpse. Or, if you are a notable sinner, you might be transferred by a Satan's servant or satanic messenger onto a designated target to lead them into deeper sin. irrespective of the exact outcome, as an unbeliever, you do have good reason to fear death. And that applies to virtually the whole population of the earth. This includes most nominally religious people, by the way. So, if you die not having any form of relationship and no form of belief in the Almighty, as we said at the beginning, he has said, why would he want you to be in heaven with him? So you're not going to go to heaven. And then the second piece is, he didn't make provision for people who didn't believe because he didn't expect it to happen. So there's nowhere for you to go. So you're just going to stay on your corpse or get picked up by a satanic messenger angel and deposited on some other human being to torment them and lead them into greater sin. You've got a good reason to fear death if you don't believe. Then unbelieving believers, if you at some time momentarily deeply recognize the existence of the Creator, but then reverted to leading life as though he does not exist, then, when you die, you will indeed make it into heaven, but into the outer darkness, the outer reaches of heaven, a pitch black, ice cold, highly unpleasant location with millions of others weeping and wailing and gnashing their teeth at their misfortune for eternity. The trash heap of heaven, the Almighty's words. Arguably a worse outcome than dying as an unbeliever. Then thirdly, a believer with unrepented sin. If you die as a believer with unrepented sin, you will spend time in the season in hell being tortured for your sin before you make it into heaven, where you will be rewarded for what you've done for the Almighty. See the webpage hell for more information. It's better than nothing, but you might just be justified in fearing death in this case too. So there you have it. There are a large number of believers who have just momentarily believed. Christian outreach and crusades is particularly bad at creating people for the outer darkness. They have altar calls and then they just leave them to muddle on, and most of them don't muddle on very effectively. And then even if you're a believer with unrepented sin, and people don't understand this, Yeshua, Jesus died so that you could be forgiven for your sin. If you don't accept that gift, you're going to be punished when you get to heaven. You'll get to heaven eventually, but first of all, you're going to go to hell. And then fourthly, a believer free of sin. If you die as a believer free of sin, which is entirely possible, see the webpage, What is Required to Live Above Sin, you will go directly to heaven and be rewarded for what you've accomplished on earth for Father Yah, the Almighty, Creator. See the webpage, Where Are You Going? In this case, you have no reason to fear death. In fact, if you really get a fix on this, you will look forward to dying, barring that you will have a ministry and calling that will keep you on earth for a while. So this is really important. Very, very few people really understand that there are huge rewards for being a faithful believer on earth. And if you live free of sin, death will be a wonderful experience. You will just momentarily leave your body and find yourself in heaven, which, as we're going to see in a minute, is a really, really beautiful place. And I cannot stress enough that you really should be aiming in this direction. You don't want to end up spending days, weeks, months, years, decades in hell for all your unrepented sin. You want to go straight to heaven. You want to sit on a high throne. You want to be an overcomer. You want to be somebody of substance in heaven. It may mean that you have a pretty rough life on earth, but you want to be somebody of substance for eternity. That's what this is all about. That's what you're here for. And if you haven't got that picture, You're going to have such a disappointing experience when you come before the judgment seat. In considering this, I want to stress that heaven is real and beautiful, and I want to share some useful references. Those who have been to heaven and returned say that it is beautiful. I reference a number of YouTube videos after this. Search in YouTube for the name I give you. Being so that heaven is beautiful, there is no reason for a truly committed believer who's making a sincere effort to serve the Almighty Creator, Yah, the eternally self-existing, not serving Jesus, not serving the Lord, not serving God, but serving Yah, the eternally self-existing. There's no reason for such a person to fear death. Note that a child below the age of accountability, which I understand to be 14, puberty, falls under the covering of their father, that might be 13, I'm not absolutely sure, falls under the covering of their father if the father is a believer, in which case the child goes directly to heaven. So in the case mentioned above, there really was no need to spend 3 weeks interceding unless the child was the child of an unbeliever. The counterpoint to that is, if you are a true believer and free of sin, you will have a reasonable basis to expect to live to age 80 or older, provided you stay free of sin and free of error. Consider the following YouTube videos. I Saw Heaven, a powerful and thought-provoking testimony of somebody who visited heaven at the age of 8 years old. Strongly recommended, albeit that his use of Jesus Christ, etc., is challenging relative to what I advocate. If you get the transcript of the video, or you get the article on which this is based off the website, you'll find the YouTube links in there. The article is on the website. Or you can search in the YouTube search for the title of the video, I Saw Heaven. The next video, the title is Eben Alexander, A Neurosurgeon's Journey Through the Afterlife. So search for that. This is a particularly important video for cynical, analytical people who do not believe in an afterlife. This man is a neurosurgeon and a believer through traditional church who was taken to heaven and miraculously healed. I strongly recommend this for people who do not believe and who are cynical. Then the next video is Life to Afterlife, Death and Back, full official movie. Another interesting movie, a number of different people with near-death experiences where they left their bodies and returned. Some of the people clearly position themselves as believers, others as atheists, and others are not specific. It is my clear understanding that only a believer can have such an experience, as true unbelievers are not taken to heaven. They are briefly shown heaven and then returned to their corpse as an ancestor spirit demon. One man in particular in the video declares himself to have been an atheist at the time of his experience, but Father says that he had a momentary revelation of the reality of the Creator early on in his life, sufficient for him to cross the line, but not sufficient to make a lasting impression. But on the strength of this early life belief, he qualified to go to heaven, and he returned as a strong evangelist. So folks, these videos are really worth listening to, watching. They're not really videos, it's recordings of people talking. But there's some dramatic stories there of how beautiful heaven is and things that happen in heaven. And if you don't have a fix on heaven, it's really worth listening to a few of these. That said, it is important to note that for a believer to die, the ways that were experienced, there was either major sin or major curses at work. The key point of all these experiences that I've shared, as far as I'm concerned, is to give those who believe the comfort of deeply understanding that there is no reason to fear death and every reason to look forward to heaven, and to get the message across to unbelievers that there are major reasons why they should turn to belief. The next video is from Life to Death, Beyond and Back, Thomas Fleischmann. It's a TEDx broadcast. You might find this video of interest in the light of the others. It's very statistical and very clinical. Then the next video is Woman Drowns Dead in Hour Meets Jesus Returns with Powerful Message. Amazing NDE, Near Death Experience. Again, worth watching these two videos. These are people who went, they died. As I said a moment ago, it's important to realize that they must have had major sin in their lives that they died. And then they were resurrected. They came back to life. And they were transformed, changed by their experience. They knew that they knew that they knew that heaven was real, that Yeshua was real, that Yah was real. And so they came back and their lives were changed. And so they went about sharing their testimony, leading others to relationship with Father. And I would really, really encourage you. I found these videos enthralling and really worth watching. Next video, Kevin Zadai died and Jesus told him these words, something more. Further similar message. And then Heaven is for Real. Interview with Todd and Colton Burpa. Remarkable report by a young man taken to heaven at the age of 4 during surgery. He met his sister who died in miscarriage. This is important. All children who are miscarried or aborted, whose fathers are believers, are in heaven. He met Yeshua, Jesus, and saw the Almighty Creator, and saw the clear distinction between the two. This is a clear message that many people do not get to heaven. It's worth watching. I think if you ask me to choose right now of all the videos I've just read out to you, I would go for this one. Heaven is for Real. Interview with Todd and Colton Burpa. There's also an artist's rendering of what Yeshua looks like, based on an artist who was taken to heaven and saw Yeshua. Well worth watching this video. The YouTube reference is MM(n)R(Q)7(S)MUNG. But just search in YouTube for Heaven is for Real interview with Todd and Colton Burpa. You can just, probably if you just search for Heaven is for Real or Todd and Colton Burpa, that's B-U-R-P-O, you'll find it. It's such a blessing to listen to these accounts of people who've actually been there, experienced things, come back with detailed accounts, and the accounts all correlate and support one another. And if you haven't ever looked at this sort of thing, I would encourage you to do so now. Then as a counterpoint to this, 23 Minutes in Hell, Bill Weiser, that's W-I-E-S-E, the man who went to hell. This is the fate of believers in sin, the opposite side to what we've just been reading about, or hearing about. Note that if you listen carefully to the Bible verses that he quotes, hell is in fact for believers who have unrepented sin in their lives when they die. Horrible experience, terrifying experience. And the key thing is, hell is for believers. Hell is not for unbelievers. Hell is for believers who die with unrepented sin. And I would ask you to listen to these different videos, different YouTube broadcasts, and strengthen your faith, strengthen your belief that there is an afterlife, strengthen your belief that you have a future in heaven, and just really, really become more committed to serving Father. Because once you realize that there is an afterlife, and if you realize that there are different ranks in heaven, as I've discussed on a number of my programs, and if you look at the demographics of the kingdom webpage on the website, find a detailed discussion of this. It's possible for you to sit on a high throne in heaven for eternity, but you need to get that now and work earnestly towards it. In conclusion, I hope that firstly this article has challenged you to seek a deep personal relationship with the Creator and to live free of sin, and then to lose all fear of death. So the next article, 2021-0604, The Essence of Becoming a Friend of Yah, the Eternal Creator. So this is the first part, we'll continue it next week. The article, The Critical Elements of Becoming a Friend of the Almighty Creator. Excuse me. On the webpage, Critical Elements of Becoming a Friend, discusses some principles relating to becoming a friend of the Creator, which is the greatest rank available to any believer on earth and in heaven at any time. It is a rank that is available to you if you choose to seek it. To see this in its proper context, see the webpage Demographics of Kingdom. In fact, as one comes to understand these things, it becomes apparent that the only reason that human beings exist is to become friends of the Creator. In this article, I will endeavor to set out practical steps towards becoming a friend of the Creator. So the essence of becoming a friend is as follows, as to follow in a moment. It's so important to understand this. Originally, way, way back, Father was lonely, and he decided to create beings that he could talk to, reason with, do things with, enjoy. And so he set about the whole creative process. And the end result of that was human beings on planet Earth going through effectively a test process to develop a relationship with him. So the first thing you need to do is to realize that it is possible to become a friend and then choose to seek to become a friend. The first step in this journey is to realize that it is possible to become a friend of the Creator and then to choose to go for it. There are all sorts of articles on the webpage that on the website that elaborate on this. Secondly, you need to make a commitment. Make a commitment to Father Yah to seek to become his friend. It is important that you declare your intention and ask him to guide you. Remember that he wants you to become his friend. Thirdly, read all the Essence articles on the website. Visit the website www.etimin.org or endtimeissueministries.org. They'll both get you to the same place. And read and apply all the Essence articles near the top of the menu. These are my most recent writings, and they sum up many of the key principles, practices, and knowledge relating to deep relationship with the Creator. In fact, if you read the articles, the first two-thirds of the top two-thirds of the website menu, there's probably, I don't know, 100 articles there, you will get a very good handle on what I'm talking about. If you go to the bottom third of the website of the menu, the older articles, the ones at the top, the ones I've written most recently in the last 2 years. The ones below that go back to things that were written mostly in between 2000 and 2014. Huge amounts of information there, and I really encourage you to get stuck into it. So as I say, read the articles on the ETI website. There are about 2,500 articles, over 1,000 web pages, over 10,000 A4 print pages on a great diversity of subjects on the ETI website. It will answer your questions and help you to grow in truth and draw closer to the Almighty. Use the article search and the Google site search in the right-hand sidebar of most pages on the site to search for specific information. Read as you feel led. The webpage article keyword cloud is another way of looking for information on the basis of keywords and phrases, and the keyword cloud is also at the bottom of most web pages. The various sliders on most pages will also offer up articles randomly, and can be used by Father to draw your attention to articles that you might not otherwise find. If a word or phrase comes to mind, do not hesitate. Search for it on the website with the Google search. It may be Father leading you. Some people have said to me this is an overwhelming amount of information. I suppose perhaps it is, but it's the culmination of over 20 years of writing with various levels of intensity. Done a lot of searching, a lot of asking, a lot of questioning. My understanding has elaborated and refined over the years. But the articles that have been written in the last couple of years, as I say, the top two-thirds of the main menu, are pretty, according to my understanding of things at any rate, they're pretty reliable, pretty good view of most of the big issues that you need to address as a believer wanting to grow in relationship with Father. And then point number five, contact me, I'll coach you. If you're serious about becoming a friend, you will have my wholehearted support. I will support you and coach you. I would be delighted to help. I recently helped someone for about 2 years until they got to a point where they were close to becoming a friend. And we exchanged emails daily. He asked all sorts of questions. I gave him all sorts of answers that it wouldn't occur to me to actually write articles about. So if you have questions, please email me, james@endtimeissueministries.org. I'd be delighted to help. And then number six, read the seven components of drawing close article and put it into practice. In terms of practical steps in drawing close to Father Yah, the most important article on the website is the article, Seven Components in Drawing Close to the Creator. Its web page is Seven Components of Drawing Close. This document is about 70 pages and contains a very substantial amount of important information written under a very strong anointing with a strong level of inspiration. The seven steps are, point number one, decision. Decide that the Creator exists and decide to seek a deep personal relationship with Him. Or if you already believe He exists, choose to seek a much deeper personal relationship with Him. Choose to seek to become a friend. Going back to the piece about coaching, folks, my passion in life, the reason that I'm still here, is to help other people to become friends of Yah. And if you decide you want to become a friend of Yah, I will do everything within my power to help you on your journey. I will be delighted to email you, delighted to get on Zoom calls or phone calls and help you in any way I can. Point number two, prayer. The article contains a range of prayers intended to enable you to get much closer to the Creator and be led by Him in every possible way. Prayers like, show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it. Prayers that are intended to enable you to walk directly with the Creator and not rely on other human beings. And then fasting. It is not possible to get really close to the Almighty without fasting. Some basic guidelines on what to do and what to pray. I cannot stress this enough. Without regular disciplined fasting, you are not going to become a friend. I'm currently supporting a chap who contacted me a few months ago off the website. He's on a program of seven-day water-only fasts at weekly intervals. That's fairly dramatic. He started out on a 40-day water-only fast, decided that he couldn't handle 40 days water only at this stage, and I had cautioned him about that. And he's now settled on 7 days without food, just water, and then 7 days eating, and then 7 days with water again. I believe that'll be a very powerful fast. He's already getting closer to Father, and I'm sure that if he manages to hang in there and do the full seven fasts of 7 days at 7 day intervals, he will be a powerful servant at the end of that. So I cannot stress enough. I started growing dramatically when I started fasting. Masses of revelation, masses of understanding. Learned all sorts of things that I don't believe I would ever have learned if I hadn't fasted on a regular basis. So I really commend fasting to you. Then cleansing. This earth is controlled by the satanic realm and demons. When one first comes to the Almighty, one is highly contaminated. This section discusses at length what is required to get to a place where you can draw close to the Almighty and hear Him clearly. In particular, it lists a number of spiritual rituals that are necessary for you to get really clear of satanic and demonic influence. This includes 1. Symbolic and actual full body shaving, excluding eyebrows for men and also excluding hair on the head for women. 2. Full body anointing with the blood of the covenant, red grape juice or red wine, and the oil of the spirit, olive oil. 3. Triple immersion in clean water, ideally clean running water, but it can be done in a bathtub if necessary, and if an absolute stretch, if you do not have any access to a full-blown body of water, you can pray for a shower to represent immersion. Spiritual audits, tracing back over your entire life and repenting, cutting off modern curses, etc. Quite a time-consuming process, but well worth doing. Get rid of the baggage that you brought with you to the point where you decided to get close to Father. And then casting out demons, cutting off bloodline curses, etc. If you do not apply all of these procedures, it is highly unlikely that you will ever get to be a friend. These procedures are a vital component of signaling to the satanic and demonic realm that you're cutting your ties with them to serve the Creator only. In days gone by, it was possible to find anointed servants who could help you with deliverance. Today, that's a problem. Most people have got into error and gone off on tangents because of the wrong names, etc. So the procedures that are set out in this document are really, really important. Then worship. Worship is vital in drawing close to the Almighty. A selection of highly effective worship songs that will help you on your journey on the web page, some powerful worship songs. And then research. You are unique. Your needs are unique. The value you can add to the Creator is unique. You need to investigate Him and His kingdom for yourself and work with Him to craft your unique position in His service. I can't stress this enough. Organized religion tries to make you a clone of the leader. Do things that person's way, pray their way, etc. Not so. You need to go your way. You need to get on your knees, get close to Father, do all the things that we've spoken about. And get to a place where you are walking in power and authority and really, really touching people and doing great work for the Creator. And then action. Having done all the above, it is now time for you to step out with the Almighty Creator and start being of service to Him and developing that deep personal relationship with you that you have chosen to pursue. Folks, it is a lie that the majority of people are created to be part of a, quote, congregation. If you are a believer, you're either a spokesman, one who listens to Father and speaks on His behalf, or you're an evangelist, a marketing person, a person who goes out and leads people into relationship with Father, or you're a shepherd, somebody who looks after new believers for the first year or so as they grow with Father and gets them to a point where they can stand on their own feet. That's it. There's no such thing as being a congregant. You're there to serve Father. You're there to work for Father, not to sit in a pew and warm your bum and let somebody do the hard work for you. You need to do the hard work. You need to get out there and get the message out there. So we'll continue with that discussion for next week, hopefully. And I just want to close by asking you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator? Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you are failing in your life purpose and will be bitterly disappointed when you die. I want to make the distinction. As a believer, Father will be a friend to you. That's not my point. My point is, will you be a friend to Him? Will you come to learn His priorities? Will you come to learn what's important to Him? Will you come to learn how He sees things? Because if you do, you will find that just about everything on earth is topsy-turvy and back to front and upside down and not the way Father wants it to be. So the things that our carnal minds want to pray for and do are frequently out of line with what He wants us to pray and do. I want to challenge you. Come to see things His way. So in closing, some key documents and a video on the main website menu. The compendium of important articles, video, Why Seek Relationship, Miracle of Yeshua's Death, Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You, Seven Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, Recommended Worship, the Creator's Name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, Where Will You Spend Eternity, The Essence of My Message to Christians, / Muslims, / Jews, / Other Believers, / Non-Believers, all available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. And recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and then podcasts, or search on Google for quote Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 until May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, the article keyword cloud, the table of contents, and the article search to locate the information you're looking for. Folks, there's so much information there. Answers to so many questions as part of my journey in searching. I encourage you to dip in there. Use the Google search if you've got a word in mind or a phrase in mind. So to close, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make His enemies His footstool. I really want to encourage you to write to me, james@endtimeissueministries.org. I would love to hear from you. It's my passion. It's why I'm here. To help people to become friends of Father, to help people grow in their relationship with Father. It doesn't matter where you are, I would like to hear from you, and I would like to help you. And I also want to stress, it is immaterial whether you are rich or poor, educated or uneducated, what your nation is, your tribe is, your race is, the color of your hair, the color of your eyes, whether you're tall or short or fat or thin or whatever, it doesn't matter. Father wants a relationship with you. And I encourage you to start seeking that relationship today. And I encourage you, if you make that decision, email me, james@endtimeissueministries.org, and I will be delighted to help you on your journey. I would love to meet you in heaven as somebody sitting on a high throne, and I helped you to get there. That's what I live for. That's what I breathe for. And I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much. Have a great evening. Goodbye.
Father, I come to you. Live